Lover's Moon, a novel by Mark Leslie and Julie Strauss, read by the authors. He's an alpha wolf and a beta boyfriend. She's dated every monster in New York City. It's time for their meet-cute. Michael Andrews, a Canadian living in New York, is learning to live with the side effects of lycanthropy. Other than waking up naked and bloody in Central Park once a month, he's managing just fine. If only he could finish the book he's supposed to be writing. If only he could find someone he trusted enough to tell the truth to. Gail Summers may not have her love life in order, but at least she's smart enough about things that really matter. She runs the coolest occult shop in the city and is a preeminent scholar of the occult. She's made a vow of celibacy so that she can spend this year focusing on her work and her self-care. She's even been hired to help out a very famous and very sexy horror author. As a new era in the Canadian werewolf saga begins, Lover's Moon flashes back to the romantic and comedic story of how Michael and Gail met and fell in love back in the summer of 2011. Told through both Michael and Gail's unique perspectives, it also explores Gail's past, introduces new characters, and reveals some of the deeper secrets of both of their lives. This podcast is a special Canadian werewolf tale. Lover's Moon is the fifth book in the Canadian werewolf series, but you can enjoy this story even if you've never read any of the previous books. It's a standalone romance, a romantic comedy. Of course, for those following along in the series, there are references to what has happened in the series so far and what, as teased out in this novel, is to come. Hello, this is Mark Leslie, the author of the Canadian Werewolf series. I've been enjoying exploring the world of Michael Andrews and his closest companions. Among them, of course, is Gail Summers. When we first met Gail in A Canadian Werewolf in New York, the first book in the series, all we knew was that she and Michael had been an item some years ago, and that Michael is still deeply in love with her. The story of how they met and fell in love has never been shared, except as a few brief flashbacks from Michael's point of view throughout the series. Enough readers have reached out over the years to inquire if they'd ever get to see that story. Lover's Moon is, of course, an answer to those questions. And I couldn't have written the novel without my good friend Julie Strauss. Julie managed to get inside the head and heart of Gail Summers and bring her a fresh and dynamic voice. You see, like Michael, I worshipped Gail and put her up on a pedestal. Julie was able to stand back and look at her and find her flaws and faults. We had an absolute blast writing this novel together, and though there will be an official audiobook version of this novel read by actual professional narrators, Julie and I thought it would be fun to release our own read by the author's version in podcast form. And that's exactly what you're going to get released weekly. You'll hear each chapter read in alternating points of view, with Julie doing Gail and myself doing Michael. We've also decided it would be important to maintain Michael and Gail's voices, so in the chapters that Julie reads, whenever Michael speaks, you'll hear my voice. And in the Michael point of view chapters, when Gail speaks, you'll hear Julie. I hope you enjoy this podcast. And if you do, please consider leaving a review for the book on whatever platform where you review books. Again, this is Mark Leslie. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy it. You've been listening to Lover's Moon, a paranormal romantic comedy by Mark Leslie and Julie Strauss. Read by the authors. Lover's Moon is book 5 in the Canadian Werewolf series, published by Stark Publishing and available in print, ebook, and audiobook. The music used in this production, Waltz Primordial by Kevin MacLeod featuring Alexander Nakarada, was licensed via Incomptech.com and is copyrighted by Kevin MacLeod.